SBS Radio.
Good morning, Australia and Nisa. This is Tel Aviv calling. We're hosting the Eurovision at Expo Tel Aviv. My name is Iris. I am the director of marketing for Expo Tel Aviv, the proud director, by the way, today especially.
Tell us why.
Because we are hosting the largest music event in the world next week. 200 million people will be watching from home at the Eurovision that will be held at Expo Tel Aviv. It has never happened. We have been hosting large events, mega events, but never an event with the scope of the Eurovision, with so many people all over the world that will be watching us, including, of course, Australia. It's exciting. It's exciting for our team. It's exciting for Israel. It's exciting for Tel Aviv, who has been preparing for over 6-7 months. And who knows, we'll win it again next year.
Did you compete against other venues?
Yes. Last year, Tel Aviv competed, Jerusalem competed, Haifa competed, and even Eilat competed. Everyone obviously wanted to host the Eurovision. And in Tel Aviv, we also competed against another venue, but we were the lucky one to win.
Iris Mazel, you're the director of marketing of Expo Tel Aviv. Can you tell our listeners why do you think that Expo Tel Aviv won the rights to host the Eurovision?
I think that first of all, our venue is ideal for the Eurovision, together with Pavilion 2, where the show will be held, with Pavilion 1 for the green room, Pavilion 11 for the press. I think the setup is ideal. And then, of course, Expo Tel Aviv is in Tel Aviv, an international city, a city that is used to hosting mega events, welcoming musicians from all over the world. So I think, and the beach, of course, of Tel Aviv, and it's a non-stop city. So I think it was an ideal combination between Tel Aviv and the venue.
Talking about Tel Aviv, can you describe to us what is happening now in Tel Aviv?
Wow. Tel Aviv now is flagged Eurovision. The moment you land at Ben Gurion Airport, you're welcome with the wish to dream, welcome to dreamers at the airport. There is a booth there welcoming you, welcoming the tourists, explaining to them exactly what is happening in the city, how they can reach the city, the shuttles, the taxis. Everybody is geared for the Eurovision. I think that even the taxi drivers, some of them, I think, even have shirts with the Eurovision logo in the hotel. Everybody is ready to welcome the tourists. There is a list of all the events that will be held in Tel Aviv. During the week of the Eurovision, there is also the White Night of Tel Aviv, meaning that all the cultural institutions are open during the whole night. And then, of course, the jewel in the crown is the Eurovillage that is open from Sunday the 12th until the end of the Eurovision, where every day there will be shows and performances, and also the delegation will be also arriving to the Eurovillage. And at the Eurovillage, it's by the beach, and they will, of course, show also the live shows from the semi-final and the final beer beach. I think it's music. I think it's ideal.
So it seems that the whole Tel Aviv is celebrating. There are parties all night.
This is, you know, the slogan of Tel Aviv is a non-stop city. And the delegation and the bloggers and journalists have arrived already on the 4th of May. So Tel Aviv is celebrating, I think, also not just Tel Aviv, but also the rest of Israel, because they are also taking now the time and until next week. And they are visiting Israel. I know they've been to the Dead Sea, Jerusalem, Nazareth. So I think everybody is enjoying the Eurovision. And it, by the way, I can tell you that it's every night in all the news. Every night there is a story about the Eurovision. Israel won 4 times the Eurovision.
The Israelis love the Eurovision. That is.
I know that, and I know that we are talking now about Australia. But do you know who gave the most points all over the years to Israel? Can you guess? It would be France.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yes. Anyway, so yes, we are following, and now everybody, even the kids in school, they know about the Eurovision.
We are talking to Iris Mazel, the Director of Marketing of Expo Tel Aviv, and you are listening to SBS Radio broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Iris is the Director of Marketing of Expo Tel Aviv that is hosting the Eurovision. So we can say that, Iris, you are hosting the Eurovision this year. Tell us, please, about the logistics, how many people arrived, who organized the stages, and about the journalists and visitors. What can you tell us about it?
Well, the Eurovision starts, of course, with the EBU, the European Broadcasting Union, Once they've chosen the venue, they're working with the local broadcasting company, with Cannes, obviously, and with the city that has been chosen this time. Of course, it was Tel Aviv. And then they're coming, as far as the venue is concerned, they're coming to see the venue. They're checking all the pavilion. They're telling us exactly what they need, and we're preparing the setup. And actually, to build the halls and everything, they entered, would you believe, they entered at the end of March already to Expo Tel Aviv to prepare the stage. They have arrived with over 250 trucks of equipment, of audio equipment, of light equipment. And at the peak of the people that were working at the Expo Tel Aviv, we had about, now actually, it's about 3,000 people to work, and 24/7 they are working to have it ready. Delegation-wise, there are 41 delegations representing all the countries, obviously. Journalists, there are about 1,500 journalists and bloggers. And there is all around, there is also all the volunteers of Tel Aviv that are spread all over Tel Aviv to assist all the tourists when they're coming over and staying also in Tel Aviv. Everybody is working into the Eurovision. It's the highlight of the month, I think.
It is certainly the highlights of the month. Did you have any problem or any challenges setting up?
It's always a challenge when you have such a mega event with the aim of broadcasting to 200 million people. So everything has to be perfect. I think the biggest challenge is basically for Cannes, for the broadcasting, how to set up the cables, how to set up the lights, how to set the camera, to be ready for any problem that might arise during the broadcasting. I think that is the main challenge.
We are talking to Iris Mazel, the Director of Marketing of Expo Tel Aviv, and you are listening to SBS Radio Broadcasting Around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Iris Mazel, we wish you lots of luck and big success for this Eurovision coming out of Tel Aviv, Eurovision 2019. Thank you so much. sbs.com.au